Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaff and I are giving skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're going to be talking about if, in fact, breakfast, eating a big breakfast, does that actually reduce your calorie count and does it make it for you to lose weight?
I think it depends on what the breakfast is.
Well, here, you know, you typically hear, Lee, that and there's been a lot of studies, a lot of research recently came out that says that people that eat breakfast tend to lose more weight than people that don't eat breakfast. We've heard that, right?
Yes.
A lot.
Yes.
Well, looks like the Germans are going against that. And what they did is they studied the food intake of 280 obese adults and 100 people that were of normal weight. And they kept everything that they kept records on everything they ate for over 2 weeks. And they were carefully instructed about the importance of writing down what they ate as soon as they ate it. So, you know, none of this, oh, I'll go back in time and write the stuff down. And what they did is they looked at both groups and a large breakfast. They looked at what they ate during the large breakfast, a small one, and one that didn't eat breakfast at all. So they had big breakfast, small breakfast, and non-breakfast. And this was studied in the nutritional. This was studied and published in Nutrition Journal. And what they found is that most often people, what they ate were bread, eggs, yogurt, cheese, sausages, butter. And what they found was a smaller breakfast actually meant later in the day that they ate fewer calories consumed later in the day. So it's not when you eat a big breakfast, it doesn't mean that you're not going to eat a lot later on. I think it follows the old adage of if I eat big, I'm going to continue eating bigger.
Right.
So I think people misconstrue the information about eating breakfast. Breakfast
It's not like six eggs meal.
right. It's not the Grand Slam at Denny's.
Right.
That's not three meals. I'm on a diet. I'm eating breakfast. The Grand Slam for breakfast. No. So it's important.
So how many calories were in each of those subsets?
They didn't list how many calories were in them, but I think it was probably, you know, when they're looking at the obese people, I'm sure the calorie count was somewhere in excess of 1,000 calories, and then they and then so on and so forth. Small one is going to be anywhere between 300 to 400 calories, and then of course nothing at all is air. You don't eat anything, and so again, make sure important to eat breakfast. Always important how many calories you consume when you're sitting down. Remember, it's total calories that counts.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.